Everybody wants to be somebody. Everyone wants to feel they have value and are important in one way or another. But how we go about doing that is the crux of the problem, and it would go a long way to solving many of our needs if we'd breathe easy and let God do it. Validation. Psalm 37, verses 5 to 6. Open up before God. Keep nothing back. He'll do whatever needs to be done. He'll validate your life in the clear light of day and stamp you with approval at high noon. I think maybe more than any other time in history, in the present, there is a pressing need to be important. And it seems many folks will even go to extremes to achieve that. We seem to be willing to put ourselves in absolute imminent danger or even defile and shame ourselves in public with the hopes of getting some attention and recognition. Mike Carpenter wrote, "We seek validation from people, work, friends, accomplishments, or our spouse, and they often become the barometer of our feelings and worth. The treadmill of acceptance can wear us out when we're always trying to please people or control situations. And in the end, we kill our heart and we hyper-control our world. We stop believing that we have value or significance in the world outside of the approval of our peers." People make an incredible number of pictures of themselves and post them in public forums. And it's all about me, me, me. Others say bizarre things with insane claims. And if they think they look good on camera, they'll put on some costume and rant about a hot-button topic. All in hopes of attaining some celebrity status. It's as though, even if they're remembered for immoral things, they figure that at least they're remembered. Some wear their redneck outfit or cowboy costume, and others put on a tallit, take Jewishy-sounding names and practice to sound all spiritual, blow a shofar, and then present themselves as if they know something, which they say they are simply compelled by God Himself to tell the world, because what they've got is just so important. All I can figure is that humanity is driven by deep-rooted feelings of being invalid, unheard, unseen, and inconsequential. And are driven to love? No, no, no. They're driven to need titles, wearing suits, and always sit in the very front row. Because as one man told me,
up front is where the anointing is the thickest.
I thought to myself, oh, so the presence of God fades a little as it gets to the back of the room? What a gross misunderstanding of the Lord. We are desperate to be heard. Even if it's bad press, it's still getting some sort of validation that they make a difference in the world, which constantly tells them that they matter. But then when they no longer serve the purposes of a larger entity, they're discarded and considered no better than waste, only fit to be taken out with the trash. It should be enough that God hears us and even answers, but for many, evidently not. It seems that since the introduction of cell phones, many take videos of themselves and want the world to see their cute clothes or the food they eat, even when no one anywhere has inquired as to what they're wearing, nor is wondering where they are and what they're doing. I think it's largely because our validation and self-awareness is at an all-time low. Since the introduction of video software, suddenly everyone is a movie producer, yet actually have no real talent for it. With today's amazing software and blazing fast computers, anyone can turn out a slick product. No one has to do the work to actually learn to be a real producer of quality videos with a real message. With the touch of a button, we can instantly make a visually stunning project. Now that there's automated audio software, suddenly everyone is a musician, a music producer, and a studio engineer. Of course, most have no clue what they're doing, but with a little bit of money and study, using YouTube instructional videos, you, yes, you too, can be amazing. Living your life to promote your own self-advancement, circumventing God's plan to validate you His way, easily becomes an intoxicating lifestyle which is very difficult to outrun. And if the dismal return on your investment doesn't find you now, it will find you in eternity before the Lord. I realize it's easy to say this, but never let yourself be burdened with what other people think about you. Be more concerned with what God thinks about you. Let God validate you, and you will be established forever. Let the Lord be your identification and sufficiency. Dale Carnegie said,
"Be more concerned with your character than with your reputation. Your character is who you really are, while your reputation is merely who others think you are."
Philippians 2, verses 3 to 4. Do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility count others more significant than yourselves. Let each of you look not only to his own interests, but also to the interests of others. There is nothing wrong with ambition when put in the correct container of God's standards and preferences. But then the enemy baits mankind with finding validation and value through a godless door of ambition. And don't you know, it is all so much easier the world's way than it is to put to death everything in us which opposes the Lord. Romans 8:13. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. And Apostle Paul wrote again in Colossians 3:5, put to death therefore what is earthly in you, sexual immorality, impurity, passion, evil desire, and covetousness, which is idolatry. Dying is God's first request of us in order to come into the kingdom. In my paraphrase, the Lord basically says, if you want to live, you have to die. Death is the first requirement to enter into all of God's goodness. There are very few people who the Lord has allowed to have this life with all the recognition of the world, and also possess life with Christ and all His blessings. We can't have our cake and eat it too. If we live with one foot in the world and one foot in heaven's gate, it will tear us in half. The word Babylon means confusion, and to straddle the fence between heaven and hell generates twisted thinking on an exponential scale. We must put to death all our self-aggrandizing and self-promotion because God didn't do it all fast enough for us or give us what we want, how we want, when we want. Friend, you can't snap your fingers at God and expect something to happen. It doesn't work that way. We're talking to the King of the universe, so have a little respect. He will plant us, but it will be His way, the best way. Take your time and let the Lord validate you. When God establishes you, believe me, you will not be moved from your place. Romans 8:30. After God made that decision of what His children should be like, He followed it up by calling people by name. After He called them by name, He set them on a solid basis with Himself. And then, after getting them established, He stayed with them to the end, gloriously completing what He had begun. So, what do you think? Thank you for listening. I'm Social Porter with Living in His Name Ministries.